Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I am speaking this morning with Marie Mott, the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's a Monday, and it's a beautiful day now. It started off a little, not so beautiful, but it's making up for itself.
I agree. This morning it was windy and cold. I was walking my dog, but now it looks like the sun is shining, and that's Florida, isn't it? If you wait 5 minutes, it'll be different.
Exactly.
Well, I'm very excited to be joined by you this morning, Marie, to catch up on all the different things happening with the Florida Department of Health, especially here in Escambia County. Plenty to keep busy with. It's flu season. It's a worldwide pandemic. There's quite a bit going on. So what is the first thing you would like to update us on this morning?
Well, I think, starting off, we just really need to talk about the hot topic, and that's COVID-19. We've been talking about that pretty much every month for the last several months, and I definitely want to keep that information at the forefront of people's minds. It's been a long haul, and I know people are maybe tired of hearing some of my messages or the messages that are out there, but it's important to keep them in our mind, and really, number one is continuing to practice those prevention methods that we've been talking about for quite a while. And that includes, the social distancing or physical distancing, which is staying at least 6 feet from other people and avoiding crowds and close contact and gatherings, large gatherings, things like that. Wearing a face covering to help prevent spread. Hand washing is very important. And another thing that's very important is seeking early care. So if you're feeling sick or under the weather, definitely, reach out to your primary care or to an urgent care and see what kind of care you might need, if you need to get tested. Maybe you have something that's not COVID-19 that needs to be taken care of. So seeking early care is also very important in preventing the spread of COVID-19 and in taking care of yourself. So another kind of important thing to remember is that there's a lot of testing opportunities available in our community. And one of the best places to go to find out about where to get tested is Escambia County's website. That's myescambia.com. They have a page there that anybody in the community that's providing large-scale testing sends that information, and they post that in one place. So you can go to one place and find out what's going on today to where you can get tested. Another thing you can do is, call your primary care provider and see if they are able to test you. That is sometimes an option for people. And if you don't want to have to maybe, wait in a testing site line or do something large scale, you can call and see if your primary care provider offers some type of testing as well.
Gotcha. So that's the place.
Those are important.
The place you said, it's myescambia.com is the best place to go, that kind of one stop, the large scale available testing sites.
Yes, they have a page there where they curate the testing sites in the county. For example, Community Health Northwest Florida provides testing, Ascension Sacred Heart, Baptist, we have testing at our facilities. And so all of that is kind of housed in one place. So you can say, it's Tuesday. Where can I go on Tuesday to get tested, kind of thing. So
gotcha.
So it's a really good resource.
Following up on that, we have a question that just came in from a listener who would like to know, where can we get tested for antibodies and how long does it take to get the results? That's a great question.
That is a good question. And the one place that I know of to get tested for antibodies is OneBlood, the blood bank. So anytime somebody donates blood, they get an antibody test. And I actually have talked recently with a campaign coordinator there, and they are really looking for blood donors this time of year. So you can go give blood and get an antibody test and do something good for yourself and something good for other people. So that's a good place to do that.
Awesome. Yes, I've seen the bus moving around town. I get those emails, too. I know that more than ever, I'm sure, is that need is just so great. So good way to go find out more about what you have in your own blood. Like you said, Marie, while also helping someone who needs some.
So what else on COVID? I think I really definitely want to repeat those, you know, practice prevention. There has been, information coming out the last few days about vaccine availability, and we will be getting more information about that again as the days go on. But we should start seeing some vaccination in the state of Florida. I don't know exactly when we will be seeing it in Escambia County compared to, I think there are some places in South Florida that may be getting it as early as today or sometime this week. So it's happening. It's starting to happen, and we'll be getting information out as we learn more. So we're excited about that, too.
Yeah, I know that's one that's on everybody's minds this week, especially as the trucks are leaving. And where is it? Kalamazoo, Michigan, I think, that they're shipping from, and places are stocking up on dry ice. And I think everyone is just so hopeful. So as people follow with, you know, the Department of Health here in Escambia County and follow along with to stay updated, what's the best place for them to go as y'all get new information and, of course, push it to the community as soon as you can? Is the website the best place to stay in touch?
So, yeah, we try to keep all of our news information on our website. We have a newsroom there. So all our press releases are posted there. And that's EscambiaHealth.com. Also, we have a Twitter presence. And one of the things that we do is before it even goes out to an email distribution list, it's posted on Twitter. So as soon as the press release is posted on our website so we can link to it, we create a tweet and tweet that out. So following us on Twitter at Healthy Escambia, it's probably the first way to really get information unless you're just always on our website. So that is something I would definitely encourage people to do. We are using Nextdoor right now, too, so that's another opportunity. And then, you know, hopefully things get picked up pretty quickly usually by our media partners, so keeping in tune with you know, your media channels is also important.
Absolutely. Good. Good to know. I know everyone is just on pins and needles and so hopeful right now. I think great that it came just in time for Christmas. We have some hope as we see how it starts to unfold. Do you have any thoughts, Marie, on what it will look like as the vaccination starts to spread or become more widespread available? Do we have any ideas what will start to change as more people are given access to the vaccine?
I'm not really sure how to answer that. I'm not sure I understand the question, I guess.
Well, I guess as we're thinking about next year and having, you know, events and gathering with, you know, without masks and kind of getting back to, I guess, what we would have, you know, said back to normal, pre-COVID type normal. If a vaccine will truly, you know, bump us back in that same way to like, okay, well now you can go back to your, you know, pre-2020 type of life, or if it's going to just be a lot more like stop and go and just measure as it comes through before we can say, okay, everything's opened up. If you're vaccinated, you're good.
And that certainly is the hope, is to return to, you know, pre-pandemic activities, and you know, typically with vaccines, what you see is the more people that get vaccinated, the more protective it is for everybody. That's that herd immunity that you hear about. So I think what we would definitely encourage right now as the vaccine becomes available is for people to, you know, get vaccinated and, you know, definitely continue hand washing and those kind of general prevention practices, no matter what's going on with COVID, because it prevents other things as well. But we definitely, you know, I know people are missing a lot of things that they've put aside to help prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., speaking with Marie Mott of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. And we're talking, of course, about COVID-19 prevention measures, the vaccine, staying in touch with the Department of Health as more information comes out. And we look forward to having the vaccine here in our part of the world. I know, Marie, we've talked in the past, too, about, you know, just those good sanitary procedures to do anyway, regardless of a pandemic. And hand washing is especially relevant to the hepatitis A, you know, community issue that we're kind of facing here. Because I think last time you mentioned that that's a place where hand sanitizer does not cover it the way that truly, like, washing your hands with antibacterial soap, that's really the best way to prevent the spread of Hep A. Is that right?
So, yeah, I'm so excited that you remembered that.
Oh, yeah.
I know people
are stuck.
Hearing what I'm saying.
Yes.
Hepatitis A has kind of become a little bit of a problem here lately. The other parts of Florida have seen issues with hepatitis A for the past year or two. And we've really kind of started to see an uptick here in Escambia County just recently. But that is one of those things that, you know, definitely is a concern. And so that can be spread a lot of different ways, including sexual-type contact and things like that, and sharing contaminated items. And that can be, a lot of times you think about sharing things like needles and stuff like that, which is a problem. But outside of that, you know, sharing a drinking cup or other things like that can cause a spread. So there's really kind of two ways to spread hepatitis A. And one of them could infect just about anybody that's walking around and maybe touches something that's contaminated and then puts their hand to their mouth. So hand washing is incredibly important. And we do know about hepatitis A is hand sanitizers are not really effective against killing that virus. So the soap and water hand washing with the friction that your mom probably taught you when you were 2 years old is really one of the best ways to help prevent the spread of hepatitis A. And the other big factor to help prevent that is to get vaccinated. And younger people, like kind of under 20, are, you know, probably already vaccinated. They started vaccinating, you know, children and those youth and childhood vaccines. But those of us that are a little bit older than that may not have had that benefit growing up. So getting a hepatitis A vaccine is another kind of important way to protect yourself from that. And that's a liver disease. So it can cause all kinds of problems, including pain and nausea. And with liver diseases, sometimes you'll see a yellowing of the skin and eyes called jaundice. So there's, you know, a lot of complications that can go with that. If the liver's not working well, that affects, you know, a lot of your body function. So vaccinating against hepatitis A, and you can do that here at the health department. We have a walk-in hepatitis A vaccine clinic, so you don't even need an appointment for that one. Or many vaccine providers also will give that vaccine. So you can go to vaccinefinder.org, just like you would maybe if you were looking for where to get a flu shot, and you can select hepatitis A vaccine and put in your zip code, and it will give you a list of providers that are enrolled to provide that. Now, what you would want to do is call them up. So if you found it at, you know, a CVS or a Walgreens somewhere and you wanted to go to that place, I would just call up the pharmacy and just make sure that that they have that in stock before you go. So And the same thing with flu shots. I just kind of want to remind people it's not too late to get your flu shot. So if you haven't done that for this season, it's always important, but even more important this year, just because there's a lot of complicating things going around with COVID-19 and now hepatitis A. We want to keep everybody as healthy as possible. So, again, going to either primary care or to a pharmacy, or going to vaccinefinder.org and finding a place to get a flu shot is another good thing to do to get ready for the cold of Panhandle Florida winter that's coming up soon.
Yes, which for us is significant. Maybe other people would say, oh, it's not cold in Florida. I'm like, you know what? It's cold enough, and it drives us all indoors, and if we're staying home anyway, yeah, the last thing you want to deal with it to, like, send out 2020 is the flu. Like, just no reason for that if we can avoid it.
Exactly. We want to keep people healthy so they can enjoy the holidays in the new 2020 way that we're going to be enjoying the holidays.
That's right. That's right. Whatever that may look like.
So yeah. Anyway, I think moving on to kind of my next topic, the last time I was in there, I was in the studio last month, wasn't I?
Yes.
We talked a little bit about our diabetes prevention program, and I know this is kind of a good time of year to be thinking about habit changes for the new year and things. And so one of the things that we have here at the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County is the Prevent T2 program, which is a CDC-based diabetes prevention program. And it's kind of a year-long program, and I say kind of because you start off with some kind of frequent meetings, or it's kind of like a support group type program where, you have a coach and you have a group of people that you share with. And then as you get more into the program, the frequency kind of stretches out. So it's not a commitment to meet every week for 52 weeks, but it is a year-long program. And we are actually working on a kind of virtual remote type way to deliver that so that people can stay home if they need to. And so we're having an informational session, which is going to be virtual, and it's going to be right after we get off of this phone call.
Oh, okay. So it's coming up.
So it's coming up at 11 o'clock. You can go to escambiahealth.com and kind of a little bit ways down, but still in the top part of the page there, there is a button that says events or upcoming events, and you can click on that, and you will see a little place to select the Diabetes Prevention Program Virtual Information Session. And so that is going to happen today at 11 o'clock, and you can log in and learn all about our Prevent T2 program and kind of find out if you are interested in moving forward with something like that for the new year. So we've got a lot going on here in Escambia County.
Oh, yes. It certainly sounds like it. And 2020 sure seems like the year that I hope people are tuning in to the importance of health and well-being, taking care of yourself, just now more than ever. We do have another question coming in for you, Marie. What other vaccinations and what ages should people think about getting them? So we're talking about, of course, the COVID vaccine, which is on everyone's minds. Also the flu shot, hepatitis A. How about things like shingles or pneumonia? Are there ways for people to be preventing against that we should be thinking about this time of year too?
Always. I definitely think people, particularly those of us who are going to be around very young children, so parents, grandparents, caregivers, make sure you're up to date on whatever vaccine you take that includes pertussis. Usually in the colder months where people are indoors, you see spread of that. I have not heard of, major issues with that in Escambia County this year so far, but that's one of those that kind of always rears its ugly head somewhere during this time of year. And for adults, pertussis can be just a really long, annoying respiratory illness but for infants, it can be fatal. So making sure, particularly if you're a grandparent, I think the Ad Council have run that ad that you maybe you've seen that has the grandma that turns into the big bad wolf when the baby comes.
Yes, yes.
Ringing a bell.
Yeah.
So that is about the pertussis vaccine. So, like I said, grandparents, parents, and caregivers of young children, particularly. And pneumonia and shingles are vaccines that usually are recommended for older adults. Some of them as young as 50 older adults, but not really older because I'm getting close to that age.
That's right. That's right. It's all relative.
But one of the things that you can do, again, is go to our website, escambiahealth.com, and under Programs and Services, in the clinical section, there is a link to our immunizations page. And it has immunizations broken out by age group. And also, there's a section for travel vaccines. So if you are planning a trip somewhere, checking in to see if there's any particular special vaccinations you might need to stay healthy on that trip. So, again, that's escambiahealth.com. And under Programs and Services in the clinical section, there's an immunizations page.
So good. So many of resources available there on your website. And just in the last few minutes, Marie, do we want to talk about the Maintain, Don't Gain, which I love the name of this holiday challenge?
Oh, I have to, because I usually talk about this one in November, and I just totally forgot about it. But the Maintain, Don't Gain holiday challenge is something that I usually kind of talk about every year because I think it's such a great program, and it's a program that was developed by the North Carolina State University and the Public Health Department in North Carolina, and it's really pushed out nationwide. In fact, Florida is second only to North Carolina in the number of participants in this program, and it's really simple. They usually start it in November, but you can get involved at any point, and it goes up through New Year's Eve. And the whole idea is just to try to maintain your weight during what I call, as a dietitian, the eating season. And that way you don't have to worry about the weight creep that comes in the new year when maybe you gained 5 pounds over the holidays, but you can only lose 4 in the springtime. And every year that extra pound kind of adds up. So this is the 14th year they've done this, and you can go to the website, which it used to be called Eat Smart, Move More, Weigh Less.com, but they've shortened it to ESMM, as in Eat Smart, Move More, and then Weigh Less, the two words, .com. So E is in Echo, S is in Sierra, M is in Mike, weighless.com. And you can sign up, and what you get is a weekly newsletter with recipes and just little motivational tips and ideas on different ways you can stay physically active during the winter, or maybe tweak a holiday recipe to make it a little healthier. It gives you some tracking tools on how to track what you eat and drink, just to kind of log that to help, you know, make sure you're not over-consuming. And also, you know, just personalized tips and strategies and advice based on what your plan is for getting through the season without gaining weight. So it's a really nice little program. They also have some social media connections that you can get involved with, like a private Facebook group that you can interact with people and share, you know, tips and information. And it's something that I've been kind of doing for several of the last 14 years, maybe all of them, I'm not sure, but it's a really great program.
I love that.
Eat smart, move more, weigh less.
That's the one for Maintain, Don't Gain. Well, thank you so much, for Marie, for your time this morning.